Good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Blues, Snakes, and Banjos with me, Bob Hust, and
me, Bill Thompson.
You are listening to WAIF 88.3 FM. We're a community radio station serving only to open our airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed are my own or Bill's, or the views of our guests. And right now we don't have any guests scheduled, but who knows who's going to wander in here again today. And thank you, as always, for listening.
Well, before we start, isn't it nice to see the sun come out today?
It is so good to see the sun out. I'll tell you what, it's funny to say it when it's 50 degrees, but I think we're having a heat wave.
Thank you. told my friend to leave me. Cause the thermometer was saying something very strange. Outside my window, it was looking like a winter land. But here inside me, we're laughing in the sand.
The sunshine stands in for a heat wave and a hot summer night. That was Grace Potter and the Nocturnals with the musical statement that it's a hot summer night, even though it's the middle of the winter. And before that was Joan Osborne's version of the Martha and the Vandellas classic, Heat Wave. And I think everybody, even though there's still ice on your sidewalks, in your yard, along the sides of the road, everybody's very happy to see that the sun is out. And tomorrow, 60 degrees, although thunderstorms and torrential downpours, I understand.
I will take it. Give me a torrential downpour. I'm all about it.
This has been, people are smiling again outside. People are friendly. Even people on the road have been nice. And I think that it would be great to think that winter would be over on the 19th of February, but we're both too old to know.
All right. Well,
okay. So now I have a little surprise for Bob with the next couple of songs. We're going to play them, and then we'll talk about them.
Sounds good.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Thank you.
Listeners of the show know there's been a lot of monkey business going on around here the past couple of weeks. And so we started off with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles doing Mickey's Monkey. classic Motown hit from the mid-60s.
By the way, it's Smokey's birthday today.
How old is Smokey?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's older than he appears. Although I think he's had some work done, but he still sounds great.
sounds
wonderful. So, and the second song was Cool for Cats. The Thompson household is a cat's house.
You just like to squeeze them, don't you?
Squeeze, singles, 45s, and under their greatest hits album, which is a wonderful record. That's not my favorite song on that album, but I am cool for cats. So there you go. It's a tribute to animals and to Bob Huss' affinity for monkeys.
Well, I'm just at a loss. You know, Bill surprised me with those. There was another big day in this state of musical history. I always try to, like, over the weekend, figure out what's going on so I can, dazzle all of you, but especially Bill with these little exciting nuggets in musical history. Well, today is the anniversary of Ozzy Osbourne urinating on the Alamo in 1982, which resulted in a 10-year ban from the city of San Antonio. And Ozzy did not do himself any favors when he tried to explain to the police that the reason he chose that location was he thought it was a pile of rubble.
Ozzy making friends everywhere he goes.
But the cherry on top of the whole story is he was wearing a dress. And the reason he was wearing a dress is because Sharon had taken all of his clothes in a futile attempt to keep him in the hotel room.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's Ozzy. I didn't know much about Ozzy until I started watching the Osbournes. It was one of the first reality shows, I think, maybe back in the MTV heyday there. And I missed most of the Black Sabbath and the Ozzy Osbourne. But lots of people like him.
Well, I find him to be a character, but you're not going to hear any Black Sabbath today. Sorry.
Well, this date in musical history, what more can you ask for?
That's right. And, you know, speaking of musical history, we're going to play a couple more of these older, well, they're not necessarily, well, some of them are old, but these songs that pay tribute to rock and roll, because there's something about when the weather changes. I think it's just anybody who grew up in the United States and went through high school and is of a certain generation associates warm weather with turning up the music and getting in the car and getting the heck out of Dodge.
Rolling down the windows, going faster than you should go, but there's nothing like it. It's just absolutely great. Sometime, maybe later than February 19th, when it's really springtime or really summertime, we can pay tribute to driving songs.
That sounds good. For now, we're going to play a little bit, three little nuggets that are a tribute to rock and roll.
We'll all get together, have a good time. Looking for any different one, our friends. We'll all get together, bring a couple of hops. We'll all catch our chicken in the room and the pop. We'll do the walk, the chicken, the stroll, mama. Let's rock and roll. We'll all Saturday night, you got your homework done. Your mind's made up, you're gonna have some fun. You call your girl, you call her, you're a nine. Thoughts all set, you're gonna have a good time. You just ain't ever know what's in your soul, mama. That's rock and roll. Well, you keep it real and rocking, cause you're feeling all right. And the band wouldn't stop, you know, you rock all night. You know it's all right, you're not hurting no one. You're getting your own kids, you're handsome. Some people don't like it, cause they don't understand. They don't know what it's like, you're the rocking band. They forgot about the time when they were young. About the things they did and the songs they sung. But now we got some both young and old, mama. That's rock and roll. All rock it now, yeah! Feeling all right,
raise your hands up for it. People don't like because they don't understand. They don't know what it's like. You're a rockin' man. But they forgot about the time when they were young. About the things they did and the songs they sung. But now we got some both young and old mama. But let's rock and roll. Up in the morning and out for school. Teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical man. You study him hard and open the pan. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook and the lunch group ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the class, open your book. But the teacher don't know how mean he looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. So let your books get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. You go in, drop the coin right into the slot. You've got to get something that's really hot. With the one you love, you make it romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the spot. You've got to get something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long, you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll.
school day, Chuck Berry, the ultimate homage to rock and roll and getting out of school and having a good time. And we started off with early, early, early Johnny Rivers, way pre-Secret Agent Man, from his from That's Rock and Roll. And that song is That's Rock and Roll.
You really have spring fever, don't you?
I do. And I don't even want to look at the calendar because I know the reality is we'll get more, but I'm just taking advantage of it right now.
Well, all of those songs are great songs. And especially the Springsteen song, of course. And we want to remind people that he's coming to town in April. And so maybe that'll be the official start of spring.
That sounds
when
good.
The boss arrives in town.
That could be fun. And I don't think I'll be able to make the show, but it doesn't matter. But it's coming.
Maybe he'll stop by the studio.
Oh, yeah. Maybe let's work on that.
We'll certainly invite him and see if he's... Although the tour actually kicks off here, so it'll be interesting to try to find out if the band's going to be in town like the day before or a couple days, or if they're going to practice here or anything like that. I'm sure they have their show pretty well down pat these days.
Well, I'm sure he could use the publicity, so he ought to be popping in here.
I think, you know, and of course, if he did... He doesn't have to bring the entire E Street band.
Oh, no.
He could just bring the Seeger Sessions part of it and his banjo.
Right. That would be cool. Yeah, we could accompany him. We could get, I forget the fellow's name from the earlier show, the Pet Connection. He could sit in with the boss.
Absolutely. I think we're on to something there.
Yeah. For sure. So, Bruce, if you're streaming right now, you know, I'll get you the address. Just, get in touch with me.
That's right. Now, last week we talked a little bit about people who had been in multiple bands, integral parts of multiple bands, and I brought up the name Chris Hillman. So I decided to start a weekly feature. We'll do it every week until we don't do it. But this is one where you pick a guy who was indeed an integral part of multiple bands, and here's some songs that he wrote in four bands that he was in, starting with the birds.
So this is 4 degrees of Chris Hillman?
4 degrees of Chris Hillman, absolutely.
She's a devil in disguise. You can't see it in doesn't know what makes a man a man. She'll talk about the time that she's been with you. She'll speak your name to everyone she can. She's a devil in disguise. You can see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise. In disguise. Unhappiness has been her close companion. Her world is full of jealousy and doubt. It gets her off to see a person crying. She's just the kind that you can't do without. She's a devil in disguise. You can see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. Devil in disguise, in disguise. Her number always turns up in your pocket whenever you are looking for a dime. It's all right to call her, but I'll bet you the moon is full and you're just wasting time. She's a devil in disguise. You can see it in her eyes. She's telling dirty lies. She's a devil in disguise. In disguise.
He co-wrote So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star with Roger McGuinn. After that, he co-wrote Christine's Tune with Graham Parsons for the Flying Burrito Brothers, The Gilded Palace of Sin. After he left the Burrito Brothers, he teamed up with Stephen Stills and Manassas and wrote It Doesn't Matter off the great Manassas album, 1972. And after that was over, he formed his own band where he was the leader, finally, Desert Rose Band, and we heard One Step Forward. But the great thing about working with a partner is during that, Bob pointed out to me that I left off the Salver Hillman Puree Band, and we can't remember the name of the really fine single that led off one of their albums, but we'll dig it up and bring it in. So that's Rock and Roll Box Scores for tonight. And yeah, I think it's great fun, and everybody has a favorite person who is in multiple roles and multiple bands, and I think we can have fun digging that out. So if there's somebody that you know, that you like, who played an important part in different groups, just let us know. How do they do that?
Well, they can call us here at the station, but that will require me to look up the phone number, which you would... You would think would be written in large letters right in front of my face, but
we'll have that soon. We'll have that soon, and we'll have the social media soon too.
As soon as
we can get one of our kids to set it up for us.
That's right. We have to find somebody with some technological ability to sit down some Saturday for about a half an hour and help us put the Blue Snakes and Banjos Facebook page together with the officially authorized Blue Snakes and Banjos logo, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great story, too, and I'll let you tell that since you're in charge.
Well, let's carry on in the sort of folky-ish tradition, although that's a little too simplistic. It's sort of in the acoustic tradition. And
the jingle-jangle tradition.
The tambourine tradition, yes, indeed. This is a famous Bob Dylan song, but this is an alternative version of it, and it's my favorite version of this song.
My bride will come. Ooh, we Learning can no time.
about this station is you don't have to change the station to get different kinds of music. That was Ryan Adams, Pearls on a String from Easy Tiger. Or is it Easy Tiger? Before that, we had Patti Smith from Horses, Redondo Beach. You will note that I picked the soul reggae-sounding song off of that album because it's warm out and it makes me think of reggae music, so I just can't get away from that. And we started off the set with an alternative version of You Ain't Going Nowhere by Bob Dylan.
This is what distinguishes you from me, my friend. I have spring fever. I don't have it anywhere near as bad as you. And secondly, you're right. You wouldn't have to change the station because you're going to pull things from left field, right field, and the top row of the bleachers and play them together. Unfortunately, I'm a little too OCD to do that. So I'm going to, all my things have to go into one another. So having said that, one of the great things coming up next month in March, they're going to release for the first time, I believe, on DVD, the 30th anniversary celebration of the tribute to Bob Dylan that was held in 1992. I'm a sucker for these all-star shows where everybody comes up on stage and all your buddies show up and do this. And this is one of those that I searched for years trying to find the DVD. The album's wonderful. And I really hope that they clean up the sound a bit in the video. You can see some of these performances on the YouTube, and it's great just looking at them. But we're going to start off with one of the songs from there, from that anniversary celebration in October of 1992. Shows up. People who showed up on that one included Mavis Staples, Greg Allman, Warren Haynes, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, Eric Church, Ray LaMontagne. You might have heard Robert Randolph's pedal steel guitar in the middle of it. And even Garth Hudson came out of wherever he's been for the past 40 years and played great piano during that. It was a quite the emotional event.
Where was Robbie Robertson?
There was no Robbie Robertson sightings at Love from Levon. If you ever watched the Levon bio movie, or the last one before he died, there's there was no love for Robbie growing up. So, and before that was Neil Young's version of Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues from the Bob Dylan anniversary concert of 1992. And we started off with My Back Pages from that event when everybody got on stage. And just take a look or listen to the singers of that. Roger McGuinn, Tom Petty, Neil Young, Eric Clapton, then Dylan, and then George Harrison sang the verses of My Back Pages. Do yourselves a favor and YouTube that. It's just great fun to see all those people on stage. Booker T and the MGs might have been the house band or something, but when Steve Cropper is the seventh guitar player in the lineup, you know you've got a pretty good band at that point. So that that event's coming out on DVD and the Blu-ray for the kids in the beginning of March. So if you like your classic rock, that's something worth going to.
Sounds good. That was some great tunes. All right, I think we should just swing a little bit. Here we go with the Mavericks. We'll be right back. my homework anymore. That's the Jay Giles Band off their first album covering an Otis Rush classic and one of my favorite songs.
You were inspired by Love Stinks from last night.
I wanted to redeem the Jay Giles Band because they actually were a pretty darn good band before they turned into what was the other one? Freeze Frame?
Freeze Frame. Yeah, lots of things. But they're a great band, and the talent voice rises, which Peter Wolf's solo albums shows that they know exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely. Before that, we had... Oh, what did we have before that? Oh, The Girl Can't Help It. The cover of the Little Richard classic and title cut from the Jane Mansfield movie by the Swingin' Neck Breakers.
Oh, the Swingin' Neck Breakers.
Yes. One of your favorites, Phil. The Swingin' Neck Breakers.
I have all their albums.
That's off of the Shake Break album. And I'm not going to describe this 1950s Jane Mansfield movie scene, which is the film overlay to that song, the Little Richard version of that song.
We'd like to keep our show.
Yeah, but for the 50s, it was salacious in a very comic and underhanded way, and that's all I'll say. So go to YouTube. That's where I found it.
There you go.
And we started the set with our old Raul Mallow and the Mavericks from their In Time release, As Long As There's Lovin' Tonight.
Well, you might, I don't know if you'll hear the Mavericks on Trash Flow Radio, but maybe. Where in Cincinnati can you hear avant-garde punk, pop avant-garde? Sad songs with loud guitars, loud songs with sad guitars, anti-Beatle exuberance, pro-drug psychedelia, bargain bin outsider music, revisionist rock history, and timeless DIY. We've only played three songs by women tonight.
What?
People are going to think that this is a boys' club.
No, it's so not
it's
that,
not
but I'm afraid
club.
You're probably right.
But so to remedy that, let's hear some songs by some of our favorite female singers.
Yeah.
record. Sarah built a loyal following in Cincinnati over the years. She was a great great act to have around. First time I saw her was at Paul Stats, maybe 2006 or so, and really personable, really engaging, and people loved her. She took a break to have a baby, and I just saw recently where she has a new record out, so that's good news. Before that, those words we said from Kim Ritchie's debut album in 1995. Kim Ritchie, originally from Kettering, Ohio, another great Nashville-based singer-songwriter who has a ton of good songs on a half dozen or so albums. And we started off with Heart and Hope to Die by Tristan, who I played in the first week of the show, one of my favorite pop singers. That was from her Charlatans at the Garden Gate record. And she's in town tonight, later this evening, playing at a bar and over the Rhine.
She'll be heading out of here.
Yeah. We'll go down and give her a shout out. Tell her that you heard her song on Blue Snakes and Banjos tonight. That, I'm sure maybe she'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, you never know. All right. Well, let's just keep messing around here on the radio.
Listen. feel the failure when I drink. All right now, I just get my stride.
Thank you.
I did see him at Crow's Nest a couple months before Christmas. He was back in town, so that was pretty cool.
He could play with them virtually.
Yeah.
Maybe they could make a hologram of him.
They could Skype. So, anyway, that's Rubber Knife Gang. That's from their Driving On CD, which came out in September of 2010. They had an awesome release party at the old Southgate House this fall. All right. Before that, one of my favorite Rodney Crowell songs, Bluebird Wine, off of the Heartworn Highway CD. And I started the set with Ray Charles, Mess Around. And speaking of messing around, you're in for a treat. 1 hour of bonus coverage of Blue Snakes and Banjos. We're going to 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my gosh. People are lucky tonight in Cincinnati. It's like springtime.
Cancel all of your plans. You're going to be glued to the radio for one more hour.
And we have it so well thought out and planned that we're going to be flawless going into that last hour.
Oh, of course. As Bill was rifling through my portable CD collection when we got word that we needed to cover the next hour, I said, is there anything?
Look at my CDs, and I said, is there anything in there anybody's ever heard of?
And I said, no, that's the point of the show.
I'd say it's about 30-70, and I'm not sure which side that is. But the great thing about music fans like Bob and myself, we're never without music. So we have plenty to cover the rest of that, the next hour or so. So we're happy to be with you until 8 o'clock.
Here at WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati.
Stick with us on the radio if you need to. Go to your computer and stream us at WAIF883.org. And hopefully we'll entertain you for another hour or so.
All right. Let's get back to the music.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah! Everybody is not ready. Because that is the wrong CD.
That's the right CD. You just confused 1 with 11. That's all.
Oh, is 11 the one that has the 1 next to the 1?
That's right. It's 1. So if you try that, we'll see what happens at that point.
All right. Now, all of the bugs have been worked out of this third hour of our show. Here we go. I'm not the one who's got the answers.
We'll be right back.
Records that came out in 2013. Another contemporary cut that doesn't sound like it, Jittery Jack, from his Gone Plum Crazy CD, one of Bill's favorites, on Wild Records in Southern California.
What wild?
What's buzzing, cousin? That's what we heard there. We had a great one from 1997, The Riptones, Out All Night, and that was Wayne Hancock from 2013, his most recent one, the title cut, Ride. Well, you're tuned in to WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati, also streaming at WAIF883.org. Thanks for tuning in, and you're listening to Blues, Snakes, and Banjos with me, Bob Huff, and Bill Thompson. And coming up at 8 o'clock, you want to stay tuned for a special, special, special edition of The Prince of Harmony, Time Machine, Steve Percy, all the way from Washington, D.C. So don't miss that. And the person who called in a little bit ago and said, is Prince of Harmony on next? I believe he got some bogus information.
I gave him the wrong info because I didn't know that Steve was the Prince of Harmony. I'll never make that mistake again. Because we've heard Steve Percy's story, and it's a great one, who did the Time Machine for many, many years, moved out of town, and still comes back to Cincinnati on a routine basis to play songs for you, for everybody. So it's a great thing about community radio. People here are invested in it for upwards of 30 years or more.
And speaking of being invested in community radio, in case you can't tell, we're practicing for the big fundraiser come March or so. But if you would love to donate, if you would love to donate to WAIF 88.3, you can do that. You can become a member for only $25 a year. And just give us a call at 749-1444 if you want to do that. You can do it any time. You don't have to do it right now, but any time would be great. But if you do, please mention Blue Snakes and Banjos, because then people will think we're important to us around the station.
The easiest way is probably to go to the website at WAIF883.org, and you can find out all kinds of cool information about the studio, about the Prince of Harmony, I bet. There's something about him on there. One of these days, there'll be something about us on there.
I was just going to say, someday our picture will get on there, so you might want to go to the website before that happens.
But eventually, we'll get a picture. We'll put it up there. We're just proud to be part of the WAIF community.
Absolutely.
And it's a great thing. So,
what do you got for us, Bill?
Well, I've got, in addition to Blue Snakes and Banjos at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, the Asian American Hour features talk and music and other good things with a discernible focus on Asian American affairs, immigration, and many other issues of interest to our community at large. The Asian American Hour has been keeping people of Cincinnati beyond informed about the community since 2001. It airs Monday evenings at 5. Check it out here on WAIF 88.3 Cincinnati. Teens, everything going okay? Does your teen tell you that when you talk to them? Well, if they need to talk to someone and no one is there to listen, call the NEO Teen Helpline at 800-272-8336 to discuss any problem. All calls are free and confidential and can be anonymous. Phones are open weekdays from 2 to 9 p.m. and open other times when volunteers are available. You're not alone. Someone is out there who cares and they want to help you. Remember, the call is confidential and free. We really do care about you. That's 800-272-8336. Now, according to a study conducted by the U.S. Department of Transportation, lapses in driver attention have been identified as a significant contributing factor in as many as 90% of traffic crashes. This spring weather has made people crazy on the highways. Their roads have been blocked all week. As a matter of fact, one of us has a personal experience with crazy drivers
I am happy to be here after being involved in a 20-car pileup on I-71 Friday night. And just for the record, in case anyone is listening or has anything to do with my claim, I was hit in the rear while stopped, and I hit no one. Therefore, as my insurance adjuster said, and I think she's wonderful, she said, well, it may have been a 20-car pileup, but you were in a one-car accident. Someone rear-ended you.
That's correct. The roads have been crazy. They've been shut down. There are wrecks all over the place. So please just pay attention out there. Common causes of distractions include daydreaming, fatigue, children in the car, adjusting the radio, using a cell phone, or texting. And it's amazing that people still text in the year 2014 while driving. I see it every day.
Well, Bill drives for a living.
That's
and right. How many times a day do you think you see somebody texting while driving?
Double digits. Easy. Every day.
Unbelievable.
Applying makeup or shaving. I haven't seen anybody shaving while they're driving, but I've seen plenty of women applying makeup. And, we certainly want you to look nice by the time you get to work, but not at my expense. So please, just use some common sense. Stay safe, pay attention. This message from the Ohio Department of Public Safety and WAIF. So, let's get back to the music. This is... The next band we're going to play is a new band. I just heard of them recently, but they really rock, and I've enjoyed listening to them. The Wild Things.
Two, three, four.
And Chris Etheridge. Actually, Chris Elvin's the only surviving member of the original Burrito Brothers. I just decided, just after looking at the album cover, that Etheridge, Parsons, and Sneaky Pete have all passed away. That's unfortunate. But it's a great song. Before that was Johnny Cash doing Sea of Heartbreak from his Unchained album. Sea of Heartbreak was one of the 100 songs that he gave his daughter Roseanne that she chose from to make her record of a few years ago, The List. She did a great version that Bruce Springsteen sang with her on that. So that was fun. And we started off with Wild Feathers, a new band that I don't know a lot about except that they rock. And I'm going to put that in the category of Clarence Whitfield and the Savages and Jittery Jack gone plum crazy as my left field pick of the evening.
Well, that's excellent, and I can't wait to listen to more of that. I had never heard of Wild Feathers. Or is it Feather?
Wild Feathers. They're wonderful.
They're awesome.
Listen, they will make a repeat appearance on Blue Snakes and Banjos.
That sounds great. Yeah. Is that a two-disc thing, or is there a DVD in there?
Actually, it is, I think it's one of demos, one of finished product.
Right. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, we've got a few minutes. We could squeeze in some more music. Let's squeeze in a little Banjos, Uncle Tupelo style.
Thank you.
Rolling Stones, Prodigal Son from Beggar's Banquet, 1969. There are an awful lot of the original alt-country albums that came out in 1969. We'll talk about that in a minute. Before that, we had Dave Rawlings' Machine, which is Dave Rawlings and Gillian Welch. Their version of Ryan Adams' To Be Young. And we started the set with Uncle Tupelo from their last album, not counting reissues, etc., Anodyne. And that song was New Madrid.
My guess is that Jay Farrar and Jeff Tweedy had Beggar's Banquet. And they probably had the Gilded Palace of Sin from the Burrito Brothers. And they probably had Sweetheart of the Rodeo from the Birds.
And John Hartford's steam-powered aeroplane.
And they might have even had Poco's Deliverance, which I think came out about the same time as Gilded Palace of Sin. But one of the other things, not to beat the Burrito Brothers to death, so to speak, that's a horrible thing to say after pointing out who's still around. The Burrito Brothers recorded and released Wild Horses before the Rolling Stones did, actually. It was on their second record, and it didn't come out in the Stones version until after that. So I think you're right, Bob. I think that we can make the case, as we did early on, that Rolling Stones are right in the forefront of alt-country and Americana, along with other people.
I think it'd be fun. We should put together, this would be something we can do over the course of the, what's left of the little winter, teeny bit of winter that's left, because spring is pounding at the door. But we could put together a list of 20 or 30 albums that are the first or the original alt country album, and maybe play one from each.
Well, we could certainly do that. I would, I'll bring in the band album, and we can start there with every cut on that. But it's great fun, and it's wonderful to listen to that. And thanks to all of you who stayed with us for this third hour of
Bonus Coach,
Blue Snakes and Banjos tonight. It was a surprise, but it was a wonderful surprise, and we felt great having the opportunity to play another hour's worth of music. And if you like what you heard, as Bob explained earlier, go to WAIF883.org, become a member, become a sponsor. If you become a sponsor, we can maybe we can promote some of the things you're putting on around town. Lots of great shows coming to town at different venues, and we'd love to tell you where all of those are. But I think we need some help from you to let us do that. So.
Yeah, well, it's been fun tonight. It's fun doing the extra hour, Bill. And the best part is we get to be the lead-in for the Prince of Harmony, Steve Postu. We had a few calls into the station wondering if Steve is on tonight, and indeed he is, and he'll be coming up here in less than a minute.
We're lucky enough to meet Steve tonight, and what a great guy he is. He's in there with our other friend from the station, one of our friends from the station, John McCarthy.
Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Absolutely.
Great show.
Community radio, we've decided, is indeed where it's at, as the kids used to say. it's been great fun. So,
we've been having a shindig.
We've had a shindig in a hullabaloo at the same time.
And not quite a hoot nanny, but it's that time. We're going to kick it over here to Steve. Thanks for tuning in to Blue Snakes and Banjos. We will see you next week. And until then, love one another.